All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 151. Learning today is sponsored by Carrie and Howie Polonansky, memory of Carrie's father, Moshe Shmuel Ben Yaakov, and by Shlomo Marsha Siegel, memory of Marsha's grandfather, Yisrael Ben Naftali Hertz, Tehini Shmasim Tura B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, it's probably going to be a two-parter. We'll see where it takes us. So, want to discuss today, someone asked me last week about stretching on Shabbos. So you're allowed to stretch on Shabbos. Would that be a violation of refuah, which is us and me, the Rabbanan, to do acts of refuah on Shabbos? So we'll try to address that. And in the process of getting there, maybe a little bit about jogging and exercise in general, maybe a little bit about massages. We'll see what we can cover. It's a massive topic, and there are also a lot of permutations because it's pretty subjective, some of the questions. But we'll try to lay down some of the foundational points, some of the groundwork, and we'll see where the applications take us. Okay. First of all, I should point out, before we even get into this specific topic, if somebody is stretching for, like, running the marathon on Sunday, so that's usher because of hachana, because of preparation. But let's just say you want to do it just on Shabbos for the sake of something on Shabbos. That is your intention. So would one be allowed to do these, like I said, more like massaging, stretching, you know, it's not a hardcore refuah activity per se. So would that be usher or not? Okay, so let's start from the beginning. First of all, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel, and this is Paskin Halacha, says that it is usur midrabanan to do any acts of refuah, of healing or medicine on Shabbos. Why is that usur? We're not talking about getting in the car and driving to the doctor or picking up your phone and calling a doctor. That's already d'oraisa. We're saying even if everything you do is fully permissible, let's say I get a mosquito bite and I want to spray some Benadryl on it. It's not usur, it's not a malacha to spray Benadryl, but it would be an act of refuah, and therefore it's usur midrabanan. Why? Why is it usur to do acts of refuah on Shabbos? So the Gemara says in Daf Nun Gimel, because it's a gezera mishum shchikas samamonim, that they used to, in the times of the Gemara, grind up herbs to make their medicine. Grinding is the malacha d'orais of tochen on Shabbos. There was a concern if people would take medicine on Shabbos, it might lead them to, you know, if they run out of medicine, to grind up new herbs and make new medicine, and that would be a violation of the malacha d'orais of tochen, and therefore taking medicine is usur on Shabbos. Not only popping a pill, but any acts of refuah, certainly ones that can technically be traced back to taking medicine, would be usur on Shabbos. Like I said, there are many examples here given by the Shulchan Aruch. I just want to focus on one, the one that is most relevant to exercise in general. And that is the following. So I'll read the case of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chaf Chesif Membe says, Ein mis almin hainu shedoris al haguf bekoach, that a person is not allowed to, essentially what he's describing is like a really vigorous, intense massage on Shabbos. Not a regular massage, because he says, because it might lead to sweating. Now, I don't really go to spas and get massages at all, but I would imagine that getting a massage does not generally lead to sweating, unless I'm off. But I don't think that's the case. So I think what the Shulchan Aruch is like, it's a much more vigorous and rigorous form of, like, you know, almost like trampling on your back, someone doing that to you for whatever purpose. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because it might lead to sweating. So what, that it might lead to sweating? Is it usher to sweat on Shabbos? I have a long walk to shul. I sweat basically every, at least on the way back when it's hotter back home from shul on Shabbos. So not inherently, but for a person to do an activity that will induce sweating, not talking about just taking a walk, but do something like this that will induce sweating is usher. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains, because sometimes as an act of refuah, people would take medicine to induce sweating, you know, to break the fever. You take Tylenol to break the fever and you sweat it out, so to speak. And therefore, doing other activities to induce sweating might lead you to take medicine that's going to induce sweating. And that is why doing these activities which induce sweat is usur mishum refuah on Shabbos. Now, if that is the case, and there's a whole sugya, why we even have this gezerah anymore of us, why is it usher to take medicine? We don't grind up our pills anymore. We don't grind up the herbs anymore. It's they're pre-made. That's its own topic of a batel tam, batel gezerah. But we do follow this lahalacha that we don't, you know, all things being equal, we don't take medicine on Shabbos unless someone's really a chola. But all things being equal, if you just have a mosquito bite, you don't take medicine on Shabbos. So if that is the case, and inducing sweat is part of this gezerah, it would seem that exercise in general is definitely usher, which is true. Exercise is usher on Shabbos, mostly because of this idea of the gezeira mishum refuah. So, oh, got a call.